This is episode 2549 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to a brand new day. You might be listening to this in the morning as you start your day, or maybe for you, it's the evening and you're winding down. I'm so honored to share this week's theme with you. Every week we focus on a theme, and I guide you through meditations to help you navigate life's stressors. Many of my topics and themes come from you. I so enjoy it when you reach out to me. You can always send me a message on my Sip and Ohm Instagram. And you can reach out to me at mary@sipandohm.com. I'd love to hear some of your theme requests, and I'd be especially honored if you shared with me a rating and review of the podcast. I know many of you are listeners every day since I share a daily episode, and I also am delighted that many of you have been meditating with me for a few years. So I'd love to hear about your experience there on a rating and review. Those mean a lot to me. Well, we are at day 6 of our series this week, Healing from Toxic Relationships, a very popular request. And so throughout this week, you've discovered different techniques and meditations to help you heal from lack of trust, hostile communication, controlling behaviors, frequent lying, all take and no give, and when you feel drained. And in today's episode, I thought I'd share with you a little insight about how to know when you are in a toxic relationship. I think that it's so common to expect the best of other people, especially new people we meet. We're excited and it's fun to get to know another person. What often happens with people who have toxic tendencies is that they often try to get familiar with you without really having forged the true, authentic bonds that happen organically. The more time and experience you have with someone, it's as if things get fast-forwarded. And you might think, oh wow, this person is really great. They've shared with me and disclosed with me some personal information. They must really trust me. Well, it's often not all about trusting you, but it's many times controlling a narrative to get to know information about you that makes you feel bonded to them in some way. So they reveal what they want to reveal, so they are in control, and it's natural to match that reveal. So if someone shares with you a little about their family, then you are inclined to share with them a little about your family. You may find that your conversations with them are shared with other people without your permission. And they can often make it seem like they're doing you a favor when actually they are gathering information to hold against you at some point in time. You often find yourself pulled into all these dramas that seem to creep into your life from their world. So these are signs of a relationship that may have started off great, but when you start to see these red flags, just take care. And the best thing to do is to go back to your inner truth. Begin to notice how you feel communicating with this person. And if you start to feel leery or like you're not really sure what's going on, that is such a clear indication that the relationship is not a healthy one, whether it's a professional relationship, a personal relationship, even a friendly relationship with a neighbor. This is your time. This is your energy. This is your life. And there are so many beautiful people out there who add to and enhance your life rather than take away from it. So as you settle yourself down to meditate today, sitting up straight as always and closing your eyes, gently elevating them upwards to the point between your eyebrows. Begin to calm your mind and your body. Notice your breath. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, mentally affirm, I am whole. I am whole. Reflect on a relationship that you feel is starting to spiral your energy downward, even in a subtle way. Someone you may spend time with, or maybe someone you have limited contact with. Notice what it is about the relationship that seems to take away from your inner truth. Name the emotions you feel when you communicate with this person. Send this person peace. Wish them well. But begin to notice that it's time for you to get back to the truth of who you are. You might even notice that you may have some of these tendencies with others. Sometimes we may discover we are the cause of a toxic situation with someone. Acknowledge your truth. Allow yourself to step into your highest qualities. Name those qualities. Are you fully living out those qualities? Beautiful. Sit in this stillness, absorbing the true essence of who you are. You are so worth slowing down for.